The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.
Welcome along to the Still Parents Podcast during Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. I'm Dan, I'm here as always with Ryan and with Matthew. How are we?
Matthew. Fine, thank you, mate.
All right, you good? We are joined on this episode today, and we are absolutely delighted to have him back on. He's one of our ambassadors for the podcast, and it is the swimming extraordinaire, Will Ellis.
Thank you for having me back, guys. It's always a pleasure to chat. Love it.
Will, when you get in the bath, do you feel like you want to swim?
Not sometimes.
You know what I mean? Like,
why did you just do doggy paddle impression?
Yeah. That's pretty accurate when you're in the bath, isn't it? Because you can't really extend your arms in front of you. So exactly. Your technique was utterly on point.
See? Yeah.
So before we hit record for this mini episode, Will was just telling us about the next absolutely ridiculous, crazy, but quite incredible challenge that he'll be doing in August 2026, which is swimming the... do you want to name it so I don't get it wrong, Will?
It's swimming the length of Lake Geneva, Lac Leman, which is 72 kilometres. So it's like swimming to France and back, but in fresh water.
Piece of piss.
What are you doing today? I'm just swimming to France and back. just swimming the entire length of it.
That is some swim. Flipping impressive, that is, I'm telling you.
I haven't done it yet. So, I mean, it sounds impressive. Yeah. But, you know, let's not gild the lily until it's completed.
And you were aiming for a world record time. Is that correct?
No, absolutely not. I'm just aiming to finish the bloody thing.
See, Will, you shouldn't have told them this. They're going to build it and you've got expectations. They're going to be incredible.
That's all right. The added pressure will just help with, you know,
exactly.
the volume of training ahead of me.
Do you know what I think you need on the back of your Speedos? Still Parents Podcast.
Yeah.
That's a nice idea. Yeah.
He's going to see that. Seagulls. The theme for Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025 is Together We Care. Last year's theme was self-care. So it's similar, but it's different. We've had our other ambassadors on this week, Kelly Jean-Philippe from Philadelphia in the States and Matt McConnell from, what is it, Warmwobble?
I can't pronounce it.
In Australia.
Yeah. Wobbly Town.
We mentioned and asked them about the presence of Baby Loss Awareness Week in those countries and how it changes from year to year. And we'll stick the links to the episodes that William's had before and also his full story when he came on the first time for the podcast. But 12 months on, how are you feeling about the impact that Baby Loss Awareness Week is having or is not having enough of, along with the theme of Together We Care, which is this year's theme?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because every year it feels like it gets bigger, and every year it feels like the world has changed, and also we've all changed as we grow through our own grief and our own set of circumstances that are, you know, individual to all you guys and all the listeners. So it always feels kind of new, and if I'm honest, it always feels like you're kind of reminded of something, even though that thing has been living with you. Mm. Always, it kind of feels like a public reminder of a day that other people, not just you, are setting aside for, a baby loss or you know, a big moment of grief. And I always think, you know, my loss lives with me 24/7, as it does with, and I'm sure everyone is familiar with that. So when you are suddenly reminded, oh, it's Baby Loss Awareness Week next week, it sort of brings it slightly to the fore, I guess, yeah. Which I find quite healthy, and I quite like that I know that other people are being reminded of colleagues, friends, or of their own loss themselves. So it does, it feels like it's growing, but it's not in the way I expected, both on a personal level and on a, you know, on a more public level, I guess.
Interesting.
I think publicly, being in a Baby Loss Awareness Alliance, if you like, from in regard to the charity.
Yeah.
Working with other baby loss charities across the UK. For me, this year feels the same as it does every other year.
Is that because of your job, though? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. And it's almost like a bit of a smack in the stomach. And you sort of think, bloody hell, another year gone.
Right. Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
And I mean, a smack in the stomach like that. I mean, it's like When you're immersed in this world and you're working in this world of baby loss, although every day is different, you're still ultimately talking about the same thing and dealing with the same thing, which is the loss of a baby. Mm.
Yeah.
Whether that's miscarriage, stillbirth, neonatal death, sadly, people who have to terminate for whatever reason that may be. So for me, it's almost like a smack in the stomach, and it's almost a, yeah, you might have just put us aside for the last year, but oh, we're back again.
Yeah.
And it's what I don't like about it is that for that exact reason, it's almost like what we as bereaved parents don't need a week. We don't need a day. We don't need a month. We don't need to remind us of what we went through
last year. Like who is this for then?
Yeah. I think, well, when you look at if you look historically at maybe the focus, there's always been themes. Yeah. And I think the reason that it very much went themed was maybe to answer that sort of question, which is who is it actually for?
I think that's very valid, because there is an element of me that does feel like, why do we have to have a day set aside? So the equivalence, I tell you, the exact equivalence is how my wife feels about Valentine's Day. It makes me happy. But she says, why do we have to have a Valentine's Day? Why can't every day be Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
And it's a similar vein of, why do we have this? Why do we have to highlight this one special day where the whole world needs to stop and look at us?
Yep.
Whereas the whole world should be looking at us all the time, I guess, is the counterpoint to that. And I totally, totally understand and resonate with that. But there is also a part of me that kind of goes, yes, today, you fuckers.
Yep.
You can take a tiny little glimpse behind the cloth at the volume of people who have gone through something like this and feel how privileged you are to have not had to endure something like that. There, of course, there is a little part of me that relishes in that.
Mm.
I'd be lying if not. And I don't know if that's healthy or not, but I'm just being honest with you.
I think it is. But
I totally get what you're saying.
But do you think that the average Joe or the average Sally in the road that you live on or that you're walking around the shops actually stops to think, you know, like we have Children in Need, for instance, or we have Comic Relief. It's a big thing. It's made, the BBC have made massive steps with those sorts. Sport Relief is the other one, isn't it? These are huge things where the advertisement of it is humongous. So they bring in humongous funds.
I think it's just opening the conversation up to people, as Will said, about looking behind the curtain in a sense of a combination of what both of you said, is that this is our life. This is what it is. This is how important it is. And this is why we do what we do. And this is why we try and help as many people as we can help, because we know exactly how it feels to go through that. And it is horrendous pain. It's horrendous heartache. And it changes your life. But I think it's all relative to the experience of what people have been through, right? But it's not forcing it on people. But I think what it needs to be is it needs to be that people need to open. We say a lot, don't we, like that it's a scary subject. Baby loss is a scary subject. It's a hard subject.
It's uncomfortable, isn't it?
It's an uncomfortable subject. But as we've all said in this room at one point, you know, it's nice for us to see people feel at times uncomfortable because they should feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, if they feel uncomfortable, then they can move forwards and educate someone else around it. That, yes, it is a scary subject and it's hard, but the more people that talk about it, the more room people get to be able to understand their own grief.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I think the headlining of Baby Loss Awareness Week to try and make it either a wider reach or more inclusive, it's kind of moot, because I know I said that everything changes every year, but Baby Loss Awareness Week, it comes back to the same point, that there are grieving parents out there for whom that will always stay with them. And so there's no value in trying to reframe it. Of course, we should be talking more about it, and we should be addressing the fact that this is more common than people think. And it is a difficult subject that we should all be talking about, granted, in order to help parents. But not reframing it doesn't necessarily change anything from where I'm sitting. And maybe I'm being unfair to the organisers of Baby Loss Awareness Week, because it is a wonderful thing. And, you know, I don't want to be disparaging to the organisers of Baby Loss Awareness Week, because, of course, it's beautiful and wonderful and I fully endorse it. But I think we have to recognize that I've been sitting here for the last 15 minutes trying to think, right, together we care, together we care, together we care. What the fuck am I going to say about that? Together we care. Together we care. I know my friends and family know, and I put it on social media. I try and talk to people. Yeah. Together we care. Together we're like, oh, fuck, what am I going to say to the guys? Shit. Yep. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, right? Exactly.
And it's like, and we come back to the same conversation that, you know, we've been having so beautifully for the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's lovely to come back to it. But I don't think we need to try and repackage the present, or what's the analogy I'm looking for? That, you know, we don't need to try and reinvent the wheel. Thank you.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. I prefer repackage the present.
Thank you. That's the first thing that came into my head.
Yeah. as Will has already said, he just said about his friends and family, whatever. And I'm sure you're the same, right? I'm the same. That the people who care about you will care about you anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because we're putting a theme on it doesn't mean that it needs to be that way. You don't need to talk about it like that. Because, like I said, my friends and family care about me around this subject. A lot of them all light candles on the set on at 7 o'clock on the 15th. That shows me that they care.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. And then the ones who don't care, I don't bother me anymore.
Yeah. That's next year's theme. Don't bother me anymore.
Don't bother me anymore. Yeah. It's nice to receive a text on Dash's birthday from, you know, friends and loved ones who remember without a prompt.
Yeah.
That for me, you know, that for me supersedes Baby Loss Awareness Week and Away.
Yep.
Because that, you know, that feels more personal, you know, that he is still a living memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And exists as part of, you know, as part of the family. Do you know what I mean? It goes on my family group, you know, happy birthday, Dash. That for me that's kind of enough for me sometimes.
I mean, if you look at, let's say, Macmillan Coffee Morning.
Okay.
That's a big thing, isn't it? Macmillan Coffee Morning. But it's not like Macmillan Coffee Morning over the week.
Yeah.
Or it's not like Children in Need over the week. Comic Relief over the week. Mm. I would be really interested to know why it's been chosen as a week rather than a day like the International Wave of Light on the 15th. I'd be really interested to know why it's gone like that.
Well, if anyone listening has got a thought on that, then, you know, don't hesitate to get in touch through our socials. Details in the description, because that would be interesting. Because it's a good point.
Mm. Well, it's World Prematurity Day as well. It's just one day, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think I put something out a couple of years ago about, you know, wonderful World Prematurity Day, isn't it lovely? You know, celebrating all those people that have been born premature and are living and walking among us. But can we take a moment just to appreciate those people who aren't with us, who are born premature? Do you know, it's that slight dichotomy, and that, you know, and it's, I think with all these days, you know, someone can flag wave and say, my pain is greater than yours. But that's not really what any of this is about.
No.
You know.
Listen, Will, as always, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Still Parents Podcast and our mini-series for Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. Your swim is in August
next year,
isn't it?
I've got a little bit of time to...
Dan's
to
coming to join you, by the way. He's doing it
with
you.
He's been banging
on about how good a swimmer he is.
I would be up for a challenge one day, but I don't think I can go from like nothing back to let's swim halfway around Europe.
let's temper that slightly. One lake at a time.
But I'm certainly, and I will put it on record, I'll be up for doing something at some point.
You need to shave those legs first.
Run to shave my legs. Yeah. Well, love to you. Love to the family. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Look, take care. We'll chat soon. Stay in touch.
And we'll speak to you soon. Take care. All the best.
All the best.
This is the Still Parents Podcast, and we'll be back with our next episode for Baby Loss Awareness Week tomorrow.
Thanks, chaps. Look after yourselves.
Thank you too, mate. Yeah.
Speak to you soon.
Take care. See you, mate. Bye. Bye.
The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.